I binged watched the entirety of Queen of Tears, and I don't know if that was the smart thing to do. Some would say that's the best way to watch a show. Others probably would say, why would you set yourself up for an emotional tailspin? I'm going to tell you, I am emotionally distraught. I have a lot of thoughts about this show, so let's get into this messy queen. Hi, I'm Anique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and whatever else I want to talk about. I'm going to make this review in two parts. My first part of my podcast, I'm going to talk about Queen of Tears in general, and it's going to be spoiler free. And then I'm going to warn you in advance when I'm going to go into actual spoilers about the show and some of the problems I had with it and just my overall general thoughts. I will say, for Queen of Tears, off the rip, my initial assessment why I didn't watch it in its initial airing when it was like super duper hyped is mainly because I knew it was going to have an emotional toll. It was going to have a lot of emotional weight. I didn't know if I really wanted to deal with a show that had the central conflict being that a main character was diagnosed with a terminal illness. You know, that's kind of heavy to get into, but this type of K-drama is a melodrama, so it's to be expected, but it was also billed as like a dark comedy or a black comedy as well, and I was really curious on how they were going to make something as serious as terminal illness, anything that's dealing with a disabling condition, disabling disease. How are you gonna make that funny? So I was really curious. Plus, the cast is jam-packed. I will tell you right now, Kim So-hun was the main reason why I wanted to give the show a shot anyways. So he was the huge drawing factor to me. Kim Ji-won as well. Phenomenal, right? But I had a lot of reservations coming in. And to be honest, after watching the entirety of the show, my reservations were bang on. Because this show will take you on an emotional tailspin. If you're someone that really loves, like, you know, the big, big K-drama classics like Goblin, you really enjoy a good cry, you love just the most melodramatic, messy plots, like White Truck of Doom type staples in K-dramas, you just want quite literally every single possible obstacle to come between the main couple. And I'm not really spoiling that much, trust and believe. It's just that this show is very heavily tropey, so best believe that a lot of that stuff is gonna come through in this show. In addition, if you love really good acting, this cast really brings it. The one thing that I cannot complain about this show at all is the acting. As I said, Kim So-hun was the main draw for me coming in, and he really didn't disappoint. There's a reason why he is the highest paid actor in the K-drama land. There's a reason why he has been able to have such a long-standing career. One of my first K-dramas I ever watched was Love from Another Star, so He has it. And let me tell you, they put his character through the absolute ringer. Hanwoo, which is one of the main characters, the main leads, he was put through so many trials and tribulations. This character went through the emotional and physical limit. Let me tell you, he gets physically and emotionally mollywopped multiple times, and the show does not let up off of his neck until quite literally the finale. Let me tell you. Kim Ji-won as well was put through the ringer. Her character, Hae-in, which is the other main lead, her character as well, the one with the terminal illness, which I don't think should be a spoiler, goes through one hell of an ordeal as well. She is also put through the emotional ringer right up until the finale episode. So let me tell you, the characters go through it. On top of that, there's a lot of side characters, there's a lot of messiness, there are two major antagonists, and best believe, the antagonists are very annoying. Let me tell you right now, without getting into spoilers, if you see the character Eun-sung at any point in the show, I'm telling you right now, he's going to drive your blood pressure through the roof. Probably one of the most annoying antagonists I have ever had the displeasure of having to watch. No offense to the actor, Park Sung-hun, he does villains very well. I think he's going to be typecasted because he looked quite demonic in this show. Lovely actor, does a great job. I don't know anything about him personally. I just know he is a very good actor. He was very villainous in The Glory, like bone-chillingly villainous, that he would make your skin crawl, but you'd be absolutely fascinated. And while he did a good job in this show, his character was infuriating. Just so fucking annoying. I cannot stress that enough. Anytime you see his character, just know that you're going to be really, really annoyed. Okay? My overall thoughts is that this show was really strong in the first half. I would say, give or take, the first 8 episodes, the show really had me hook, line, and sinker, and that was where the binging really helped me out. Unfortunately, I had problems more towards the second to the final half of the show. I would say in the last act, there were some things I was really dissatisfied with, and I'll go into that a little bit more. But overall, as I said, if you are really into the high melodrama K-dramas, you want some heart-wrenching scenes, you want to see some really, really great acting, you can't really go wrong with this show. The acting is definitely there, and the acting is primarily the reason why I was able to stick through to all 16 episodes. I hear there's 2 additional special edition episodes that were released as well. I haven't watched those. I'm just doing the review for the 16 that I've watched, the initial run. But the acting-wise, it's worth it. Storyline-wise, I think there was definitely some problems, and I definitely had some complaints towards the end of the show that was really frustrating to me. And I think this is an example of a show, just in my opinion. Obviously, my opinion is not going to be the popular one because this is a very highly rated show. I heard that on the initial broadcast station, TVN, it has over 1 billion views. I don't know if that's accurate, but it is very highly regarded, very well loved, and it's understandable because it's coming from a really stellar cast of people. And I cannot take away again from the acting, but it had some problems. Some of the main problems, in my humble opinion, was just that when you think that you finally were getting an understanding of characters, things would get extremely, extremely repetitive. My problem with the first half of the show was really that, and I'm going now into spoilers, first half, the main lead, Hanwoo, was almost elated at the idea that his wife was receiving this diagnosis of having a terminal illness, because he was in this marriage that was so loveless, and it just gotten very toxic to the point where they couldn't talk to one another, and her family was bullying towards him, that it really took the emotional wind out of the relationship to the point when we as the audience and he as the main character, Hanwoo, learns that Hae-in has a tumor, a malignant tumor that has spread on her brain. He is elated. And this is where like the first half of the show is leaning more into the black comedy, dark comedy element. And to me, for us to root for this story that end up being this like all-encompassing, like emotionally wrought, we were destined to be lovers, red string, our love will last forever. It's kind of like a weird place to have that kind of humor, in my opinion. And to me, that was part of the problems of it, but I'll go into that a little bit more. I cut off briefly, but I was talking about mainly some of the issues I had, and in particular in the first half of the show where it leaned more into like the dark comedy type part of it. Hanwoo in particular was really celebratory about the fact that his wife was diagnosed with this terminal illness. And I know a lot of that was stemming from the fact that he wanted to divorce her. And as a lawyer, he knew just how much that would entail. And because of her family being the way the family is and the amount of wealth that they had, it would be a lot messier than it needed to be, versus her dying would just make him not out to be the bad guy and not have to go through the turbulence of divorce proceedings. But it's kind of tone-wise kind of weird to position the show as a dark comedy and have the lead character actively celebrate his love interest dying, and then do the switch to melodrama and them having this super faded, you know, fairy tale romance. And one of the things that this show did, which kind of irks me in a lot of K-dramas, I know it's like a K-drama staple, is having the past connection. Now, the past connection between them was definitely spread throughout the show, but it's like, we just can't have these characters just meet in adulthood, fall in love, have this separation, and then have a storyline of them just coming back together through the power of their love and getting a better understanding of one another. And there's nothing that is quite as vulnerable as going through a health crisis and being sick, and that's stripping away at a lot of your vulnerabilities and getting rid of a lot of the pretense. So a lot of the ego death that you go through when you go through like a major sickness, and you gotta get really clear and sharp on what you want in life and who the people are the most important. I feel like all of that, the whole Queen of Tears storyline structure, could have been done without all the past instances. Like, for example, you know, he was the one that saved her life when she had the drowning incident, which was tied to her brother dying, like her eldest brother dying, which is a huge part of the storyline. But it just irks me with like the whole past connection thing to justify why these two characters had to be together, because they were fated to be together. And then their chance meeting in high school as well, and her dropping the iPod and him end up picking it up and holding on to it for so many years until they end up meeting again several years later in the job force. I don't know. I could, that part just, that kind of irked me a little bit. So a lot of my complaints were more just geared towards writing and pacing versus the actual acting. I have to reiterate again, the acting was like the major piece that kept me enthralled through a lot of the show, because there were so many things that annoyed me. And even with my complaints about like the tone shift from like the first 5 or 6 episodes going then past episode 8 into the final episodes until episode 16, even with the tone changes or whatever, one of the things that really irked me was the use of the antagonist and the villain, especially Eun-sung. Eun-sung and his presence infuriated me through the entirety of the show. Yes, every major story has to have an antagonist. I get it. But to me, it was drawn out so much that it got on my last fucking nerve. No offense to the actor. Park Sung-hoon obviously does his job really well. But it was to the point where every time I would see him smirk in the background, I would literally just roll my eyes and I would just grit my teeth. And I was like, can we wrap this up? And they refused to wrap it up. The fact that this villain stayed on till the very last episode, where he literally needed to be gunned down in one of the most ludicrous events. I'm going to be jumping all over the place, but to me, it's crazy that Hanwoo literally got into a car accident, had bruising on the lungs, bruising on the ribs, was in critical care unit, and was able to hobble his ass out of bed because, you know, he was in the Navy, because the show went on to tell us multiple times, you know, he was part of the special task force, he was in the Navy, he was a champion boxer, he was a lawyer, he was just oh so perfect, despite all the lying that he did himself. And the characterization that we got in the beginning of the show, we were always told how perfect he was. Anyways, how he would constantly be able to get back up after getting pummeled and be able to fight off like 3, 4, 5 guys, whatever. But the whole ludicrousness of like episode 15 and 16, like just him getting into the car accident, him getting into CCU, getting out of CCU, then to help Hae-in because she ends up getting kidnapped because In-woo was so, or In-sung was just so pathetic. He could not just take no for an answer and just built this obsessive storyline in his head that he just had to have Hae-in at all costs. And then after the car accident to get shot and literally like the same ambulance to come pick his ass back up again and jet Hanwoo back into the hospital to receive this major surgery to then be treated for gunshot wounds. It's so much. The character arc of Eunsung just infuriated me because it was like they were trying to give him some depth with how turbulent his relationship with his mother and how he was always just so lacking of love and support, even with his antisocial behavior, the fact that he was a narcissist, there was probably some other psychosis that were undiagnosed with no help from his mother because his mother was too busy scheming and plotting on this family as well. But it was too much. Like, they wanted to give him depth, but he was constantly like this mustache twirling villain. And I don't know, like, Park Sung-hoon in the past, when he's played villainous roles, especially most notably in The Glory, his character was detestable and disgusting, yet somehow that performance really worked for me. But for this one, it was just pathetic and it was draining. And it wasn't like I felt tension for the characters, like, oh my God, he's back at it again. Please, I hope that everything works out. Like, it wasn't that kind of tension, like, oh my God. All I was thinking to myself is, get the fuck off the screen. Hurry the fuck up. Can we get past this? Please. Oh my God. And it was just so infuriating. And like, even when he was shot up in episode 16, it wasn't satisfying to me. I was like, well, thank fuck. Like, it took so fucking long. Like, all this time that was spent on the back and forth and the back and forth. And that was part of the repetitiveness that I really disliked. I would say I was really enjoying the show, even with my quibbles, up until the point where they visited Germany and Haein end up discovering the fact that Hunwoo was going to file for divorce, and what stopped him was, of course, her reveal of her diagnosis. That whole fallout from that was when I started to really have issues with, like, the pacing of the show and the fact that it was just like a repetitive arc. You know, Eunsung would be in the background smirking. Haein would have like a medical crisis of some sort, or she would feel some sense of shame or guilt of some sort. You know, Hunwoo would come to her and is like, please stick with me, stay with me. And then Haein would pull away, and then she would run to Eunsung. And even though we knew she never loved the guy, it was never even like teased in the show that she potentially had some lingering feelings for there that could be exploited by the character. I think Haein pretty much throughout the entirety of the show really didn't show any romantic interest in Eunsung, which is great. But just the constant back and forth, the push and pull back and forth, especially like I felt from like episode 12 to episode 16, it was just getting under my skin. It was getting on my last nerve. I didn't like how the final treatment that Hunwoo was able to find, because, you know, he spent tireless nights calling hospitals all around the world to see what could they do for Haein's character, because her white blood count was so low that the treatment that she was wanting to tap into to help with her prognosis wouldn't be viable. So he kept calling and finally came up with this option for this new experimental surgery that wouldn't require a lot of trauma and would probably be the most minimally invasive to attack this malignant tumor on her brain, but would end up harming her hippocampus. I think that's what the show was saying. And that would affect her memories. I think how that was handled, I mean, ultimately, Hunwoo did the right thing and told her, but just the initial hiding it from her because the whole family decided and he decided there's no way she would actually go through with it, and to hide this from her and then to spring up, literally her walking down the hall to receive this treatment. As a, by the way, doing this surgery will permanently alter you as a human being, and you will no longer have access to your long-term memories, and you would basically lose everything that you built up in your life up until this very moment. But you have to do it because we want it for you. You need to live. And it's like, why would you do that to someone? Like, I understand why he was doing these things, but it's just that level of deception. It's just not cool with me, and it just didn't make sense to me, because I know this character wasn't always lucid. Haein would have moments where she would literally lose sense of time and space. But to withhold something that important until the actual key moment is very cruel, in my opinion. And in the end result, she ends up caving in because she does want to live. She wants to live for this relationship, and she wants to live for this family who, after everything, really showed just how much they love and cared for her, and in particular her mother as well. Even though her mother was not very nice throughout the entirety of the show and treated her pretty badly. Young Hee, I believe, was the mom in the show. And even though they had their little storyline as well, you know, she wanted that second chance. She really wanted to live for those people and was able to come to that decision anyways. And I feel like if they were honest from the get-go, I think the same result would have taken place. So that deception really wasn't needed. I know the show explained away as well how En-sung was able to sneak into her hospital room after recovery and basically feed her a bunch of lies and take advantage of the fact that she'd basically be a clean wipe slate and manipulate her further. But the entirety of that sequence pissed me the hell off. I was like, just hand-waving that major plot hole by saying, yeah, he just paid the hospital director an obscene amount of money, and then all those security breaches out the window. Like, imagine someone from an extremely wealthy background having a major surgery that would potentially affect their memory, and that the person that they say is their fiancé is coming in with them, has spoken to said doctor and a personal hospital care team, and then last minute, some weird guy out of nowhere yanks that team away and says, everybody has to sign an NDA. I am going to donate a shit ton of money. I want a new doctor, new nursing staff, and no one can tell her anything. And I'm going to be her legal guardian. I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to take her away. And I'm like, the whole thing, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? That pissed me off too so goddamn much. I was like, this is crazy. And yeah, a lot of corruption is in the world, and a lot of money can hand wave a lot of inexcusable behavior. As I am filming this, it is May 18th, and there has been quite a lot of celebrity news that has come out with real world implications of just how much money can do to cover some of the most disgusting, atrocious of behavior. So, but like, I know just how much ethics is involved in patient confidentiality and privacy agreements, and the litigation alone, if things were to be found out, even with a large sum of money. The whole storyline of that just was crazy to me. And unfortunately, if it wasn't for the strong acting of Jin-won and So-hun, I don't know if I would have really bought into the romance. More often than not, I found in the later episodes, they took away a lot of the intimacy between the characters. I thought they were actually a lot more affectionate, like in the earlier parts. Like, they were kissing a lot more. There was a lot more like physical intimacy to go along with the emotional. Whereas it was just like in the later half, I noticed that there was a increased lack of like the actual physical intimacy, and it was just purely through the chemistry of the two leads that kept the show going, which I thought was an interesting choice as well. I thought a lot of the side storylines, the grandfather, his whole demise really sucked. I do like that he was at least reflective in his final hours before he did the self-sacrifice of having to off himself in order for, you know, the storyline to get to the final act, and that he was reflective in that. But just the entire behavior of the grandfather, and the fact that the aunt of Haein Byeomja, who I loved. I loved the actress, and the character was like a bright spot. She was like really funny, and she would always have my inner monologue out on the screen. I thought she was just great. Her physical comedy, and when she needed to sell the waterworks, she did. But just the way the grandfather treated the family and her in particular, and in the final moments together, that he quite literally hits her and is like, get out of my sight. I was really disgusted, and even with him being apologetic in his final hours, I was like, I don't give a fuck. You're an awful, disgusting man. And yeah, the greed and your paranoia absolutely did you in the final act. So off you go. Too bad. So sad. But him hitting her, and still, I know, because she's the daughter, and she held on to so much guilt because she said, I wouldn't even go to your funeral. And then everything that transpired afterwards, like, I understood. But I was like, the way he treated her and the fact that he physically assaulted her, being the last time that they were together, I felt awful for Byeomja's character. And the more sympathetic arc that they wanted to give us, they really wanted the audience to mourn the fact that this family could have had a reconciliation, and if the grandfather had waited maybe a few more minutes or just waited a day or so when the family was planning to infiltrate back the residence and find the panic room, that he could have potentially gotten out of this damning cycle, but just didn't have enough information in the time period. Like, I feel like that was supposed to have a lot more emotional weight and resonance, and I felt nothing. I was like, fine, you're gone, get out. You were an awful character, you treated your family horribly, all the problems basically started and ended with you. Like, go to hell. But I would say one of the other things, the Da-hae storyline with So-chul, you know, the brother of Hae-in, and his whole slapstick comedy, but him turning into be a great father. I sometimes appreciated that storyline and how they wrote Dae-ha in particular, and her eventual redemption arc was fine. But I personally thought it took up a lot of time that could have been spent towards the main couple as well, and getting into some of their stuff that wasn't really brought to the surface. Like, I really thought the whole miscarriage, that to me was a huge catalyst to Hae-in and Hyun-woo's relationship breaking down to the point where they became really cold towards another, could have had a little bit more time since they wanted to introduce that element. Them introducing that to us mid part of the show and essentially dropping that until episode 16 and then kind of bringing that in a little bit kind of felt like it was kind of swept under the rug. And to me, that was like a big piece that I feel should have had more time to explore, with versus them using the crutch of Eun-sung and his villainous mother constantly being a foil to their relationship. I think the two characters had so many problems with communication. There was a lot of drama that could have been extrapolated from just them and how they are as people, versus trying to tell the story of them being like fated lovers that were just meant to be together no matter the circumstance. They had a lot of real world, real grounded issues that prevented them from being together that I think could have been explored. And the miscarriage was definitely part of it. The miscarriage is a big piece, and it makes a lot of sense in hindsight why they were so cold to one another, to the point where Hyun-woo, when we first meet him, would be almost relieved that he had a gateway to breaking away, because nothing like a death of a child will put a massive emotional strain on a relationship. To me, that and that being explored alone would have made a lot of sense to me. But mind you, since this was billed as a romantic comedy and also a dark black comedy as well, maybe that would have been too dark to delve into and find moments of comedic relief from that. But then the show also had no problem in kind of glossing over the abuse that Eun-sung would put Hayeon through. You know, like, there was a point when she is back from the brain surgery and she has already started, like, her rehab treatment, and he and her kind of waltz from the airport and come in to run in the family, and it's played very slapstick and goofy of just how much shit happened between her and the family, why she would initially believe him. And I was like, there's really nothing really comedic about this. I know it's trying to go for like dark humor in this moment about just how fucked up the family dynamics were on paper, but once you actually start to explain it, you can break it down in further detail. There's a lot of nuance there, but to me, I was like, this is not really funny to me. And there's like all this like slapstick music in the background. It's like, dink, dink, dink. And it's like, this character has been emotionally abusive towards her, has been stalking her, has come to her in her most vulnerable of state, destroying her personal property and feeding her this whole shit ton of lies. And then the first big confrontation between her and her family after she has gone through this life-altering surgery, and that has basically changed the trajectory of her entire life, and the first major scene that we get with the important players, and it's played as like a slapstick comedy, and I'm like, huh? Like, so there's a lot of writing choices, there's a lot of, you know, side storylines. I'm like, why is this getting so much screen time? Even like with the town folk, with that we would see from like Hanwoo's side, like, you know, the town people that were regularly conversating with his parents, you know, his sister, you know, the ladies from the hair salon shop, and we would get a lot of focus on them. And I was like, why are we getting so much time with them? That why? There's so much already going on in this convoluted show. This is like taking extra time away from it. Even with like Bomja and her entire storyline, like the aunt was great. I loved her, but even her little love romance as well as a side plot as well, really didn't do much for me. And I just thought she was so much better than her love interest. And I was like, this guy is like a wet napkin. Like what? I was like, this is supposed to be her love interest. And I know it was played for levity and laughs, but I was like, eh. I was like, she could have done so much better. Personally, that's how I felt. There was a lot. I will say, when they went to Germany together, Hayeon and Hanwoo, and the reveal that he actually wanted to divorce her, that was when the show started to lose me a little bit. And it was, again, through the strength of their acting that held me into EP16. So I'll say overall, the show was really well acted. The amount of times Kim So-hun had to cry on camera, he must have been physically exhausted. Even Kim Ji-won, like the amount of times she had to cry. But I keep focusing on Kim So-hun because I would say like episode 14, was it, when he thought that she was in the car and that big truck sideswiped it, thinking that they were in the vehicle and that they would be killed off. This was the evil mother doing this. Like, his acting, the level of panic and fear and devastation, and then the relief to find out that Hayeon was still alive, and the way he just broke down, like, was some of the best acting I think I've seen in that man's career. And he's a good, consistent actor, and he can consistently cry on cue. And that may not seem like a great skill set as far as an actor is concerned, but there's a lot of male actors in and out of Korea, just in general, that cannot convincingly cry on camera and show actual devastation and that vulnerability and for it to ring true. But he does. Like, he can cry on cue like it's nothing else, and he can break down. He's okay with showing himself as not looking as attractive. Like, he'll do like the big sobbing with the snot coming down the nose, the tears just messy streaming all over the face, the neck veins popping out, like the anger, the relief, the devastation, all of it. He does it really, really well. And I think it was episode 14 was, I think, some of his best work, where you would almost like gasp because you could just feel the emotional turmoil coming through the screen. So I think a lot of what made Queen of Tears work so much was just the acting was so damn good that you'd forget that this basically was every other melodramatic K-drama out there. Like, to me, this show didn't really bring much new to the table. It was heavily weighed down by a lot of tropes, a lot of K-drama cliches, like the really mustache twirling evil antagonists that overstay their welcome, the Chaebol family, the amnesia plot, the push and pull, the back and forth, the childhood we're destined lovers forever type storyline, because heaven forbid two adult characters fall out of love, and then it's about a second chance romance without fucking tying it to some date, fated destiny. I sound really bitter towards the show, and I don't want it to come across that way. I think it's more just like this show has so much potential as far as the writing piece, but there was a lot that I felt that unraveled definitely in the second half of the show, and then the show, unfortunately for me, got really repetitive along the way as well, and to me that kind of weakened my enthusiasm for it post like episode 12. So in hindsight, like, I think I would rate it like 3.5 out of 5 Purple Hearts. So it was a good serviceable drama, definitely had some issues with writing and pacing for me personally, but the acting from the top tier cast elevates it. And because of how good the acting was is why I'm not surprised that it rated so highly and will probably continue to do well going forward. But it's not the first time that I have a little bit of a different opinion from, you know, K-drama watchers, and some of like the super classic, like some of like the most beloved K-dramas are the ones where I'm like, you know, even though I did love My Love from Another Star, My Love from Another Star and Healer were my first K-dramas I ever watched, and I still hold them in high regard. But a lot of the other classic ones tend to not do it for me the same way. And it might just be this type of melodramatic type K-drama. Even though I loved, you know, shows like Perfect Marriage Revenge, I enjoyed Marry My Husband, which I chronicled on here earlier this year. You know, I just... Yeah, there was a lot of good in the show, but unfortunately there was definitely some writing pieces that I just was not a fan of, and I just think a lot of characters overstayed their welcome and became not like romantic foils or antagonists that interject a lot of tension into the show. It just made things more annoying, where I would kind of roll my eyes and be like, what the hell's going on here? But that's just me. That's just my opinion. I am going to conclude it there. I want to thank you for watching. Let me know your thoughts. I know Queen of Tears was really popular. If you're watching this via YouTube, let me know in the comment section how you felt about the show. I'm going to assume most that would stumble across this are huge fans of the show and probably had very little to nitpick or critique about it. But unfortunately, I did. I had a feeling I was going to run into some of these issues. I think, in my opinion, what would have made this show work for me more in the later half had it just been 12 episodes versus 16. I think with 16, lend itself to get a lot more repetitive than it need to. As convoluted as the storyline was, there was a lot of moving parts, but I still think it could have been wrapped up pretty nicely in a 12 episode arc, and then have like the bonus episodes that have come out since as episode 13, 14. In my humble opinion, I think a lot of stuff could have been wrapped up a lot sooner. There was definitely side characters that could have had less screen time. I think we could have dwelled more into Haeyeon and Hanwoo's relationship. I think maybe if they had tweaked the initial dark black comedy piece of the show and not made it so that Hanwoo was like almost gleeful at the fact of his wife dying. There's just little quibbles here and there that I think would have made this more satisfactory for me towards the end. But again, the acting is what kept me there. the acting is absolutely what kept me to the end of the show. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I really appreciate you. Thank you for checking this podcast out. Until the next one, bye.